this rivalry and the battle they get to us. We just came working. That's what it was, man. And things started to roll our way, and we got some confidence, and we kind of fed off that crazy crowd out there today. And, you know, what it was is what you see.
Why were you able to get pressure on him, pressure on Cap, if you did?
I mean, you know, like I said, just collective effort. We was able to stop the run in a lot of situations. They put them in some third and long situations. And, you know, we hadn't had enough of those situations. When we get those type of, you know, situations, I know I'm saying situations a lot, but when you get those type of games, man, you can pin your ears back. And we feel as though, you know, our front four can play with the best of them when in those situations. So, you know, for us, it always starts with stopping the run and getting them in those third and long situations and pinning our ears back. We was able to do that today.
It looked like you guys were having a lot of fun out there.
Yeah.
We only saw that with the Kansas City game.
Yeah.
Why did it only come together for two games this year?
You know, we're learning. I know we got a great mix of old guys and young guys on this team, but we're learning how to win together. And, you know, those two games just happen to be two games where we kind of put it together. So hopefully, you know, we continue to grow here. And, you know, me being the old guy that I am, the first thing that comes to my mind now is after a win against Kansas City, we went to St. Louis and didn't play nowhere near our style of football. So after this win, hopefully we learned from that and was able to you know, go out to Kansas City next week and put another good effort.
You know, Kaepernick gained some yards on the ground, but
yeah,
for the most, you know, Kaepernick, how are you guys here?
You know, whenever you got a guy like that, you got to have your back end playing great because there's going to be a lot of situations where he can prolong the play with his legs, and they got to, you know, plaster in the back end, cover for longer than normal. I thought they did a good job of that. I thought our coaching staff did a good job of putting us in, you know, fronts and certain situations up front to kind of, you know, cloud his read a little bit as far as where he wanted to take off from. And after that, guys just hustled to him. You know, we had a lot of guys going to the ball. We had a lot of guys with vision on him throughout the game because he's a dynamic player in all facets of the game. So you definitely got to, you know, pay a lot of attention to him. And I thought we did pretty good at that today.
Justin, you guys got a lot of pressure with just the four-man rush.
Yeah.
And that's been an area you guys haven't had a lot of success in.
Yeah.
What was the difference? Just a matchup?
Yeah, maybe. But I thought, you know, like I said earlier, we did a good job of, you know, stopping the run on first and second down and pinning them in third and long situations, and was able to pin our ears back a little bit more than normal. And plus, we got a lead. It's amazing what a D-line can do when they know offenses got to pass the ball to beat them. So we haven't had that a lot this year. But, you know, we haven't forgot how to rush. We got a lot of guys up front that can still do it, and we got to showcase that today.
What does it mean for you guys to get wins like this against the Chiefs and now against the Niners?
I mean, it's great, but it's also frustrating because, you know, you beat two of the better teams in the league on your home surface. So it's there. This team is not far off, and I know the record says otherwise, but, you know, this team is not far off, man. We just got to continue to put things together, continue to, you know, to learn how to win together, and, you know, I think we're going
to
be okay.
Pretty exciting, though, to get this kind of a window for all the fans. I mean, the
Absolutely.
Bay Area, Battle Bay and everything.
Yeah, man. I mean, on my Twitter page all week, it's been, you know, the Bay Area Super Bowl for our fans, and, you know, obviously we want to hold home court and winning home, especially in front of those guys, the Black Hole, and, you know, the whole stadium was crazy today, and we fed off of them. We've done it all year. This fan base has been tremendous for us, man. So it's very important to get a win like this for.
How important was it to stop the running game of the Niners today, to make the Niners one dimensional, make Kaepernick one dimensional?
Well, I mean, that's the only way you're gonna beat those guys, man. That old line, the massive old line, plays well together. And that's how they want to play it. They want to be a physical bunch to open up rushing lanes for, you know, Gore and all of their backs for that matter. So, you know, whenever you get an opportunity to stop that run, it puts them in an uncomfortable position, and it puts us in a position that we like. So we was able to kind of feed off that today, and it worked out well for us.